Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. 1 o'clock on a Friday, on a Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday, means it's time for Ask B. Mitch Anything. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. Let's lead things off with our guy, Juke. Juke, fire away, man. B's ears are yours.
What up?
Gadget, what's happening? What's happening? Hey, I know I'm going to catch some slack for this question, B-Mix, because I've been preaching this whole time. With us needing help with the wide receiver group, my question is, why haven't we brought back Jameson Crowder? He was definitely clutch for us down the stretch. That's all I got for you.
You know what? That's a question I asked, too, because he can help you in multiple ways. And he's a veteran player, can get it done. And I don't know if there's anybody that's down the roster that's just saying, oh, don't bring him back. We're better than him. And then again, I think it may be Jameson, the amount of money he's going to be requesting. Well, now the rookies are very close to the veteran minimum, right?
Yeah.
Rookies are like almost $800,000. The veteran minimum is like one point something. Right at it. So I don't see why. I think that would be a good chance to go get him.
Yeah, I don't hate that idea at all. I don't know that it's going to happen. I mean, there are kind of some veteran receivers still out there. Maybe they're actually excited by this River Craycraft young man.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. It's a fair question, though, Juke, for sure.
River Craycraft.
Let's go to
Chuck. It's a nice name, though.
It's a hell of a name, dude.
What's the other guy? You say Ballin' what?
Ballin' Gaines.
Ballin' Gaines.
The Terps offered a point guard out of Memphis
Ballin
named
Gaines.
Ballin'
Gaines. I like
Gaines.
That dude.
Yo, he's got my vote. Now, I hope I'm saying it right. It's B-A-L-I-N. Would you say that Ballin?
Ballin. We're going to call it Ballin.
We're calling him Ballin.
It's probably Balin, but Ballin.
Charlie is in Arlington. Charlie, ask me Mitch anything.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. What's happening?
Yeah. This is my question. First of all, I want to say, Brian, man, you truly a Hall of Famer, Doc. I watched you so many times hit that middle 95 miles an hour. When you saw a crease, you hit it, you was gone. And I don't think that nobody has ran third and long, third and eight, third and 12, third and 15 on the run and got the first down more than you. They need to look at the stats. My question is, why are they always talking about, we're not paying Terry because it's a business decision. I'm thinking all the business partners who are involved with the Commanders said, what? Pay that man. For an example, if they want to pay Terry $28 million, but he's asking for $38 million. So that means I'm not 38, 33 million. So that's $5 million a year over 3 years. That's a total of $15 million. Why would you not pay $15 million even if Terry can help you win one extra playoff game? The business might net $50 to $100 million or the possibilities of going to a Super Bowl. Why would you allow $15 million chump change? You pay a Kinlaw that kind of money. You could take one of his years away. But why are you letting $15 million get in the way of a Super Bowl? You've been waiting for 30 years. And just think about all the merchandise that's not selling. The number one, number two merchandise would be JD and Terry. So just imagine all the merchandise as far as a business decision. If everybody think if you're in business, that makes no sense at all. And we don't want to do like the Nets. Just say, okay, well, we're going to just try to get everything from the draft. We don't have time to just say get everything from the draft. And I'm not telling any joke. I've counted about 28
Charlie,
national people around the league say Terry should get paid that. Go ahead.
One thing that's important in the business argument you make, the revenue from merchandise gets divided up around the league. So
it's not all just him.
The Commanders get a cut of every Lamar Jackson jersey that gets sold. Like that is not going to be the driver. The issue is not having the cash.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, but it's not about not having the cash. It's the fact that they are also running by other people they have to sign. And I think you don't go all in to one guy. You have to pay multiple guys, and they're trying to make sure. Listen, to be honest with you, they're trying to pay everybody as little as they can so they can pay everybody, basically.
Okay, let me ask you this right here. This is a small one. And I totally understand that. But what I was thinking is 52 men on the team, and the most popular two, if you just square off the 52, there's only two, and that's J.D. and Terry. Say if you move the other 50 to the side just for a minute, and just think, if they're talking about age, just think, Tunsil came here for a contract. If I'm not mistaken, Tunsil is already in his 30s, and I'm thinking
they traded for him.
Year, huh?
They traded for him.
Oh, okay.
And he's at a different position, so things are going to look a little different from those other positions. One thing about the league, and I think everybody understands, certain positions are slotted. And you know about how much you're going to make, but then it comes down to certain people that get to that upper echelon, they may be able to push it a little bit more. But ultimately, your age is going to always be a matter. I don't agree with it, but it's going to always be a factor.
I think there's multiple kind of issues here.
Mm-hmm.
We still don't know exactly what Terry's asking for. If Terry won't come in, if he won't, and I don't know that this is the case, but just to play it out hypothetically, if Terry is saying, or Terry's representatives are saying, 35 mil a year or I'm not showing up, they don't think they can do that. And if they're at 27 and Terry's at 29, get it done. If they're at 29 and Terry's camp's at 35, that might be a bridge too far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, you got to find somewhere in between that thing, come a little close. Listen, bro, I know fans are passionate about it, that they want him, and the other people, it's other people out there who call and say, well, you're in the country, you need to come in. You know what? They're selfish. They want him in for whatever price so they could be entertained. You know what I mean? And it's not necessarily they agree with the team. They just want to get the person in so they can be entertained. But ultimately what it comes down to is negotiation is just like relationships. There come a point in time you got to give and take. You don't always get it your way.
We got a question from Adam in Richmond.
What up, Adam?
Who do you think is the best or most dynamic kick returner currently on the Commanders roster?
I can tell you people who I think could be. I think right now people are going straight to the running back position. So I saw Bill back there. I like the possibilities. I still think a guy who has a natural ability to be a return guy. And if that guy can do it very effectively on punts, he can do it effectively on kicks. And Jalen Lane being 5'10", 196 pounds, I was 5'10", 195 when I got in this league. He's very capable of doing that. I also think the young man, Felton, I watched him 2 years ago in Cleveland do every damn thing. He was the running back, the kick returner, the punt returner, covering kicks, covering punts. in preseason. So I think those two guys right now lead the way for me. Because if you could find one guy that could do both, you know what I'm saying? That helps out a lot. You know, it helps a lot about when you come down to your roster and all that type of stuff.
Got one from Travis via Twitter. He said, my Ask B. Mitch Anything question is, why should I take what I hear about training camp or joint practice serious when there's no tackling or game planning involved?
Why wouldn't you? Nobody is tackling or whatever. So when you look at it, I say take training camp and take it as serious, because if it's no game planning, then guess what? I am not giving you the advantage that I found in a way over somebody where I found a weakness. It's just one-on-one. So if you're already beating somebody's ass and then I give you a game plan, you're going to be beating me worse, right?
Yeah.
So you have to take something from it. No, don't take everything from it, but you got to take something from it. So I would agree with you. No, you don't just say, well, he's practicing well. I don't have to look at nothing else. No. He practiced well. Let's see how he performs now. Because when he performs, he got to remember everything himself. He don't have a coach standing right next to him telling him what to do.
Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. You can ask B. Mitch anything you want. Let's go to Brian in Hagerstown. What's up, Brian?
What up, B?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, kind of a two-part question here, if I may. B. Mitch, when was the last time you legitimately, like, fielded a punt, like out there in athletic gear, fielded a punt from either a machine or somebody actually kicking it? That's kind of the
you say in athletic gear? You mean like in a football uniform?
No.
Or just in like shorts and a shirt?
Like, yeah.
Shorts and a shirt, it's been about a year. But I was a kid that played quarterback at Navy. I caught a lot of them that year.
The really good.
Keenan Riddle.
Yeah.
Yeah. When he came out, yeah, I did a lot of it because I was working with them a good bit. But I did do it about a year ago out of a jugs machine.
Okay. I was just kind of curious. And then the second part would be like if someone hadn't done it for a year, how long would it take to kind of get back in that routine to where you would
I'll be honest with you, dude. As many as I caught, when I caught one the last time, I was thinking my ass off. It was way harder than what I thought it was. Because, listen, no matter what you do, just like we were talking earlier about when you end the season, you're at a certain level, and you come back the next year. The next year when I came back, I didn't just feel them as freely as I did the year before because I hadn't done it in 3-4 months. So it does affect you some because you lose the spin, you know. Like if you catch from a right foot punter, you begin to have that's something that sticks with you over time. But then you come with a left footed punter that don't turn it over. That ball falls from you a totally different way, and the spin will mess you up some. What about if it's a windy day?
Right.
You know. So
or a sunny ass day.
It changes some. Yeah. And listen, that is catching punts is different. Like I would tell you, if you catch 10 kickoffs from. 5 from a right-footed kicker, 5 from a left-footed kicker. Every one of them does the same thing. You catch 10 punts from the same guy, all 10 of them do something different.
Thanks for the call, brother.
Well,
let's go to
That was a good question there.
Let's go to Maria in Silver Spring. What's up, Maria?
Maria, how you doing?
Hi, good. How are you?
Doing well.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. I'm just curious, we've all lived through the Snyder era. I'm just curious, who is more to blame here for not signing Terry, Adam Peters or Josh Harris? I know last year, we were all high on Adam Peters and Josh Harris, but I'm wondering if the honeymoon's over.
I don't think it's just those two people that you can say. Because I think Adam was hired to do a job, Josh aligned to do the job. But you got to look at the two people that are on both sides of this negotiation. So it's not Adam or Josh. It's going to be on this side of the staff because Adam not necessarily does the negotiation. Somebody else does that.
Brandon Sosna.
So Sosna is doing that. And then you got Terry's agent with his stuff. So those people are the ones that you got to be looking at. And I look at it, I don't have – if I want to blame anybody, I just think that people have different – values for people.
Yeah.
And that's why you negotiate to try to come up with a solution.
I think
negotiating is not I say what I'm worth and you give me that.
Ave Maria, I don't think there's bad blood or honeymoon ending as long as this thing gets done before week one. I think folks will turn the page quickly the first slant Terry catches against the Giants. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As soon as he signs,
right.
The game is over.
Thank you for listening, though. Yeah. Thank you for calling.
If he signs, people going to forget about that already.
Let's keep the phone lines going. Our guy Drew Cohen calling from the Eastern Shore. What's up, Drew?
Drew, what's happening?
Hey, JB. Hey, B. Mitch. First of all, B, happy early birthday. Hope you get a chance to celebrate some this weekend before the game and stuff on Monday. So,
I'm sure B will celebrate some.
Thank you.
My question is, you know, when I was listening to this stuff about the Terry contract deal, which I hope gets resolved soon, or the canceling the practice, I get a sense that these are kind of first world problems, the problems good teams have. And, you know, B, you played on good teams before. Do you see that? Do you see this as kind of different kinds of problems this year? And if so, you know, how should we be thinking about that?
Yeah, I agree with you. It's football issues that we're dealing with instead of dealing with all the kind of BS that was going on off the field. Getting a contract signed is football situations. People canceling a practice here or there, I mean, that happens sometimes. I don't see nothing that where that's drastic. But we have dealt with 20 years of not talking about football. Now we're concerned about football. We're concerned about getting our team better. And I think it's a good problem to have. You know, and then the better we get, the more those we're going to have. You're going to have people wanting the guys you have. You're going to have guys wanting more money. All those things happen. You know, more money, more problems. More money, more problems.
Thank you, Drew. Appreciate you, bud. Let's keep it going here. Thomas down in Caroline County. What's up, Thomas?
What up, Thomas?
Ask B something.
What's going on, fellas? Hey, I just wanted to check in on how Gabe Taylor was holding up at camp and what his status was.
Gabe, not at camp.
Gabe, a lot of people have asked me this. Gabe was invited to rookie minicamp. Rookie minicamp has, 40, 50 guys invited. This year they had 5 draft picks and then say it was another 7 UDFAs. Mm-hmm. The rest of the dudes are just there for rookie minicamp. The odds of them making the team are incredibly slim. Gabe was here for rookie minicamp.
Yeah.
And I know it means a lot to fans. But I think that'll probably be the extent of his NFL work. Let's keep it going. Aaron is in Suitland. What's up, Aaron?
Thank you so much. What's up, B? Hey, let me ask you a question. Do you find that there's a large disparity in Terry's career stats and what the team value him at?
I don't know if it's about the stats. I think it's more about the sentimental value. I think he's produced at a high level, but I think that what he's been the status quo, the stable person throughout the time. And when the team and the people present to you what they believe a commander is, he fits every piece of that. And I think that right there has not come together. But a lot of times, just because you have been that guy who's been the glue, don't mean you just get whatever you ask for. You know, you still got to come to a point where you're going to negotiate about it and figure that out. I think they respect him highly. I just think that, although I disagree, they look at him, his age, and say, well, I can't do that. And that doesn't just happen on this team. That happens on multiple teams.
I would do anything for love, but I just can't do that. Drew was in Forestville. Drew, ask the birthday boy something.
Hey, not that much. Happy birthday, D-Mitch. How you doing, man?
Appreciate you. I'm good, man. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hey, JP.
Hey, buddy.
It's Drew from Forestville. I called in the other day. The question I got, D-Mitch, you are a Hall of Famer, okay? If you was in Terry's shoes with this contract negotiation thing going on, what would you do, D-Mitch?
Right now, I'm trying to find out exactly where we are, where they are, and I'm gonna find out what we could get to, and then I'm gonna get I'm gonna get all kind of information, not just from my agent, from other people out there, and I'm going to try to figure it out because it's getting to the point now where this thing may cost me some money, and I'm gonna make the final say, not my agent, not anybody else. I'm gonna make the final say based off because, like, I'm gonna throw hypotheticals out here. Let's say I say 32, and they say 28, and the A's like, no, we can't take less than 32. That sounds good until I'm going to have to start paying some money back. Then all of a sudden, I'm going to try to figure out a way to get that thing at 30. And these are hypothetical numbers. I'm going to try to get it at 30. What if they come at 31.8? Okay, I'll take 31.8. I'm going to figure out a way to get myself in the camp because I am not only taking care of my family. I'm your employer. I got to pay you too, right?
Yep.
I'm going to try to get the most I can. I don't know if it's smart to start giving money back when I can make more than I was making.
All right, let's try to get these callers in quickly here. Mark is in McLean. Mark, what's up, man?
How you guys doing? Hey, B. Mitch, I'm an old guy. I worked at Georgetown University back in the late 70s, early 80s, when the Hoyas mm-hmm. were major basketball power. And I hear you and also Doc Walker speak very respectfully of Coach Thompson. And I was just kind of wondering how you guys hooked up, how you crossed paths, and if you had any life lessons or any wisdom you got from Coach Thompson you want to share.
Well, man, I did a radio show with Coach, and I had met him before that when he and Doc were doing shows together, him, Doc, and Al Koken, and became very, very close to him and highly, highly respect him. JP will tell you, when Coach came around, I basically turned into a little kid. But when we start talking about these finances, I wish Coach Thompson was living today. I would give him – I would give Terry his phone number and say, call this man and talk to him. I don't know a man or a woman in the world – that taught me more about finance. Even the people I learned finance from at my university knew more about finance than him. And I would say one thing. When that dude was highly respected in all aspects of life, when he stepped up and he spoke, that he was like E.F. Hutton. When Coach Thompson spoke, everybody listened. And that was something that I was in Vegas with him at Michael Jordan's fantasy camp. And Mike run everything till Coach Thompson spoke. Mike bowed down to Coach. And that says a lot. You know, MJ don't bow down to nobody.
Yeah, man. I think people would be really surprised if they understood how frequently you reference Big John.
Big John, I mean, Andy,
yeah.
Joe.
Right.
My peeps.
All right, two more. Let's go fast if we can, fellas. Mike is in Springfield. Mike, what up?
Hey, what's up, B-Mix? Hey, I was talking to my friend. Did you ever attend or go to the Art Monk football camp back in the 90s?
Yeah, I used to coach in it, then I took over it when I stopped doing it.
Yep. All right, I just wanted to settle something. He thought you weren't there. All right, boss.
Oh, yeah, I was there. You won that money.
Last one, Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, be fast if you can, please, brother.
Will do. Hey, B, we're working on kickoff and kickoff return with our Pop Warner team. We've got a couple kids that can catch the kicks because they've got a baseball background, but these are also mm-hmm. kids that are on the field like 90% of the time. What type of drills can we implement to get some of these younger kids getting more comfortable with catching a kickoff?
Catching a kickoff?
Catch
it over and over, because repetitive, kids keep doing it, it's going to make them better.
There you go. Thank you, Rusty. When we come back, you'll hear from Javon Kinlaw, who's having a really good camp.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There you have it. We're talking football all the time on the B. Mitch and Finley program. And one player, look, man, it's entirely possible he won't be great. He'll be a C-plus, B-minus player. But I think Javon Kinlaw has looked really good through training camp. Totally. That's just training camp. I think far too many people got worked up about the contract when, I mean, the contract is, like, do you know, I'm trying to pull this up, where he ranks on the Commanders as far as.
What's guaranteed on his contract, 25 mil?
I think it's closer to 30
so
over 2 years.
He got like a $14.7 million deal, $15 million a year deal.
As a D tackle.
And that puts him way down the line.
He has 2 years guaranteed. Like, if this thing goes sideways, it's done.
Yeah.
I think folks just got caught up in kind of what the group think narrative was during free agency. I thought Adam Kilgore had a really good story about Javon Kinlaw in the Washington Post. Kilgore is going to join the show on Monday to talk about it. But you know what I mean? For where what Kinlaw might be able to do, I think he's been pretty damn impressive. And when Dan Quinn,
he's pretty massive.
When Dan Quinn and Adam Peters keep talking about it, we believe he's an ascending player. Mm-hmm. That's what they said last year about Frankie Luvu. And they were proven very correct.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to talk to Javon Kinlaw earlier this week, and I wanted to be sure we made time to play it here on the program.
I'm really excited to sit down and talk with Commanders defensive lineman, Javon Kinlaw. It's kind of hard to assign you a position. Tackle, end, I don't really know. What would you say?
A little bit of both.
D-lineman?
Yes, most definitely. You got it right.
You grew up here.
Right.
You moved away like middle school, right?
Like halfway through my ninth grade, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Is it good to be back in these D.C. summers? Do you remember the heat and the humidity?
The heat, I ain't messing with the heat, but it's good to be around my family, good to be around people that who haven't really seen what I put into it on a daily basis. So it's good to be here, you know what I mean? It's a real blessing.
So one of the things that stuck with me is when the team signed you, Adam Peters and Dan Quinn both used the term ascending player.
Right.
last year, that's what they said when they signed Frankie Louvu. It was like, all right, the league might not know exactly what this guy is, but we think he could really make a big jump for us. How do you feel about hearing that?
I mean, it's a good term, but for only a short amount of time. You know, I'm trying to get rid of that ascending part. But it's great that they feel that way about me because I feel the same way, you know. And every day I touch this grass, I strive to get a little bit better every day because that's all I can control at the end of the day. But it's been awesome being here and knowing that they believe in me that way. And hopefully I'm showing them some of the things that I can do right now.
You know, I went back and watched last year with the Jets.
Yes, sir.
And I think your play was really damn good, especially on a team that didn't have many leads. I mean, you played every game. Do you feel like people maybe didn't see everything you brought last year in New York?
I mean, I'm not even worried about it. You know what I mean? The right people saw it. It don't really matter. I can't control that. The only thing I can control is when I lace them up, how I'm performing, you know, and I try to take care of that every day.
How does everything feel so far, lacing them up?
I mean, I'm loving it, man. I'm loving being here. I strived to lose some weight, get my explosion back, and I'm super explosive right now, you know, playing super fast right now, so I'm loving it.
How much did you drop?
I probably dropped 15 pounds.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
Did you just feel better, too?
Yeah, definitely, for sure.
So last year, Jaden Daniels comes up to New York, Jersey for the joint practice with the Jets. Now you're going against him every day. Does anything seem different from...
He cold, bro. Just seeing it every day, seeing him on a day-to-day grind, day-to-day process, he cold, bro. No, probably one of the best quarterbacks I've been around, for sure, bro.
I mean, it stands out. Every day there's a throw or a play or something.
Every time, bro.
How big of a factor? Obviously, you knew AP for some time. How big of a factor was, hey, I get to go to Washington and this kid five looks like the real deal?
Exactly. But that came with it. You know, that was icing on the cake, the whole Jaden thing. But just being around people that believe in me, you know, anytime I can get around people that believe in me, like DQ, like AP, like Daryl Tapp, guys like that, man, it makes my job easy because it makes me want to come to work hard every single day.
Tap obviously pushes you guys, but he seems like he'd be a lot of fun to play for.
Hell yeah, he's a cool dude, man. Always cracking jokes, doing his thing. He makes it fun, man. So,
how versatile is that D line? Like, a lot of guys could go a lot of spots.
Yeah, we got a lot of different things, man. We got a lot of different things, and that's what you want. You know, it's just always a next man up mentality, and you know, sure, we can do it. Whether it's Alpha Group, Bravo Group, sure, we can go in there and do what we need to do. You know, and having guys that can intertwine all over the place is special. It's special.
What's it mean for you to have Von Miller join this group?
I mean, shoot, lining up next to him, it brings something out of me, you know, that I've been wanting to see for a long time. When I get next to a guy like that, it that greatness, it rubs off on me, you know what I mean? I want to be great for him, you know what I mean? Just being next to a player with 100-plus sacks, shoot, it make me feel like I got 100-plus, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
for real.
Sure. Take me to the tunnel.
I'll just take it one day, point blank, period.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you, brother. For sure.
Javon,
he's excited.
He's definitely excited. I really enjoyed that conversation.
Yeah.
And when he said the right people noticed,
that's it.
That's what it's all about, man.
I know sometimes, and I'm not saying all, that some fans would get upset when players will say something like that. But hell, to be honest with you, you can say what you want. They're trying to impress the people that can give them a contract or not. And when they get on the field, they hope that they live up to those people, because if they impress those guys, everybody else should be impressed. You know what I mean? And I mean, hell, he feels like, I would say, the majority of fans, the majority of players feel.
Yeah, I do think there's a big disconnect between players and fans sometimes, especially as there is more and more information, and people will take information at a certain level that isn't always necessarily accurate, or
true,
how coaches or players feel.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or scouts even. And that's just a byproduct of the era we live in, where we try to boil everything down to a metric.
We do. Or we believe in what we see the most. If a certain person puts something out all the time, we go, oh, this is the facts. They could be giving you straight lies. So just learn how to get the information from multiple positions. Make you a little smarter also.
I think the hometown stuff can be inflated at times, but I do think for Kinlaw coming back here, I think the most important aspect of coming back, coming to D.C.
That D.C. hometown thing is real.
Well, I think the cash was the most real.
Yeah.
I think AP and Daryl Tapp, like the familiarity and those guys wanting him was a huge factor.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think for a guy that grew up here and then moved away and now he gets his chance to come back here, I think it means a lot. And you see it when you like the visual. If you want to watch that interview with Kinlaw, it's on my YouTube page. But yeah, I think we're about to get a big old storm here in Ashburn, man.
I hope you don't.
Guy just got
people want to go home when it's a successful reason.
Right.
Not because they had to.
Right.
And this reason, he came on because he wanted to, and he also was given a deal for a team.
Well, it's like you.
Nice bag.
When you got drafted, your mindset was, I'm not going back to Plaquemine.
Unless
now
I
you
want
go
to.
Back and you love it.
I go back and love it, yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting. All right, when we come back, we got to make some bets, settle up on the week. Not sure I've won a single one all week, frankly. Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Rood. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. Listen, these guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
The best part, Rood systems are whisper quiet. Last night, I had my little girl was sick. My oldest wouldn't go to bed because she was so excited about her birthday. It was a zoo at our house. Never once did we have to worry about the AC staying nice and cool on a hot-ass DC summer day. Why? It's the variable speed compressor that ensures precise temperature and humidity control. You need to control the humidity in these DC summers. If you lived here, you know that. Plus, you could save some serious cash. You could qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Check out Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Gather around. I heard it here first.
Practice tomorrow, Brian, scheduled for 11:15 with DQ talking after. I would expect that to be a fairly short practice, so maybe we'll have some information on who's playing for the Commanders.
Tenth hole, buddy.
Maybe by noon or 12:30 or so. If you're paying attention, pay attention for those times. All right, White Brian, did I win a bet this week? Wasn't my best effort.
Nope, you went 0-4.
Damn, dogs. I don't think the record keeping is accurate. All right, who won the week then?
Landfill won the week at 3-1.
Yep.
Landfill can find that laser buzzer, that horn buzzer, anytime he wins. You ever notice that, B?
Yeah.
This laser?
He don't win a lot, so.
I can also find this one.
Oh, my little girl loves her dad.
Yeah, well, you're not singing.
We got football tonight. I'll tell you the games. Everybody pick a winner. Atlanta, home underdog, +3 to the Tennessee Titans. The Chiefs going to Seattle. Seattle laying 3. Anything you like, B?
Atlanta where?
Atlanta at home, plus a field goal.
I'll go with it. Give me Atlanta with
B's,
+3.
B's taking the Falcons and the points. Landini, 2 games tonight. Titans, Falcons, Chiefs, Seahawks. Anything you like?
I'd go with the Seahawks.
Seahawks at home laying 3 for Professor Landini. Mm-hmm. Both those games on NFL Network if you're looking for something to do tonight. Watch the little ball. Jeffrey.
I'm taking
Titans, Falcons, Chiefs, Seahawks.
I'm taking the Falcons and the Chiefs.
Falcons and the Chiefs for Jeff. Okay. Whitest Brian, what do you like, buddy?
Let's go with Gardner Minshew and the Chiefs.
You don't think – is Pat not playing? He played last week, didn't he?
I think he played a series last week.
Well, dude, they also got the ball at like the 13.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they got a pass interference and his first goal in the one.
He was 1-for-1 in a touchdown.
Yeah, for a yard.
For a yard. And the game was over for him.
What's – is Penix playing tonight?
I don't know.
I might have to turn some ball on tonight, B.
Yeah, I'll probably take it out.
Bunch of games tomorrow. Eagles-Browns tomorrow at 1 o'clock on NFL Network. I don't know. I can tell you, I don't know who's playing quarterback for the Browns.
The Browns don't know. Hell, whoever shows up to the stadium, you get the start.
Dolphins-Lions
you
tomorrow
get a start.
At
you
1
get
o'clock.
A start.
Apparently, the Lions were just dominating the Dolphins in joint practices.
Mm.
Jets-Giants, a little battle in New York there. Chargers-Rams, a little battle of Los Angeles. Was Battle of Los Angeles a Rage Against the Machine album name, Landfill?
I believe it was.
I believe it was, too. Ravens-Cowboys tomorrow night, B, in Dallas, NFL Plus, if you want to watch that one. NFL Network, a little late-night action. Cardinals-Broncos, plenty of football. If I got to pick one for tonight, it just seems weird to me that the Titans are road favorites over the Falcons. I think that means they think they're going to see a lot of Cam Ward. Give me the Titans laying the 3 on the road in Atlanta. Grant and Danny are coming your way next. Those boys will be plenty fired up. Nats baseball, Commanders football, Cliff Kingsbury wants Terry McLaurin back. Oh, is this Rage? Let it play, dude. Let's let Rage take us out. You remember this song, B? I imagine this played in some stadiums when you were playing.
Yeah, I'm sure I heard that before.
You've heard this, dude.
Yeah.
This will get you amped. Thank you to everybody that listened to the program today. Thank you to Ben Standig for joining us. Thank you to everybody that called in. A lot of great calls today. A lot of good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
One more week of camp in the books, B.
Yeah.
Next week's the end of camp, next Thursday, and it will not have a joint practice.
Hey.
That's how it goes.
Check the pancakes, baby. Check the pancakes.
Check the pancakes, baby. Grant and Danny coming your way next. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching, everybody on the stream. If you made it this far, check the pancakes.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.